It's 11 trivia questions on SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes, that's right. I finally recorded a SpongeBob episode. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, you're in the right place, and you can find out all about me, my live trivia nights, and everything I do at triviawithbuds.com. Here's a quick review from my friend Amanda, who I just hosted a engagement party for in Glendora, California. She gave me a 5-star review on Yelp. She said, "We've been coming to trivia for years and we really appreciate Ryan's energy and enthusiasm. So when we decided to have an engagement party, we knew we wanted to have him host trivia and bingo. He made the day very memorable and many of our guests wanted to hire him for their own events. Ryan was very accommodating and allowed us to come up with our own trivia rounds about us as a couple, which got everyone very excited about our upcoming nuptials. We will definitely be hiring him to host our cocktail hour at our wedding. Thank you, Ryan." Thank you, Amanda and Kyle. Such a fun party last weekend, and very customized, very easy to do. You can find out more on how I can do that for you at triviawithbuds.com. Today we have an episode about SpongeBob SquarePants, everybody. This is one of my most requested topics for, I'm going to use the word, millennials, people born and, you know, like early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, I'd say like 89 to 99. People are always like, "When are you doing SpongeBob?" And I finally did at a live week, all my live events last week. And I recorded those episodes. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. And I recorded those episodes at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. And took the audio. And that's what you're going to listen to today. So we have 11 questions on SpongeBob, 10 regular questions, and one bonus question at the end. If you live near Sierra Madre, California, and you love The Office, we're going to be doing an all-office-themed trivia night at RT Rogers this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., a little bit of a matinee show, and there's a banner at the top of my website, triviawithbuds.com, if you want to get tickets. Tickets are 10 bucks. You could have up to 8 people on your team, and the place is pretty small seating-wise. It only holds maybe 40 or 50 people, so it should be a really interesting and fun and tight-knit group of office-loving trivia players. I would love to see you there. Okay, we're going to jump into today's episode on SpongeBob. So get that notepad out, write down the answers, see how many you can get out of 11. Here we go. All right, here we go. This is going to be SpongeBob SquarePants trivia. This is round number 4. Last round of double up if you have not used your doubler. SpongeBob trivia. Question number 1. Typically, what color are the flowers on Patrick's shorts? Number 1, SpongeBob trivia. Typically, what color are the flowers on Patrick's shorts? Good luck, number 1. Question 2, when SpongeBob meets the Strangler, what does SpongeBob have the man arrested for at the start of the episode? Is it shoplifting, littering, loitering, or dining and dashing? Number 2, when SpongeBob meets the Strangler, what does SpongeBob have the man arrested for at the start of the episode? Shoplifting, littering, loitering, or dining and dashing? Number 2. Number 2. Number 3. What was the similar name of the Krusty Krab before Mr. Krabs bought it? Number 3. What was the similar name of the Krusty Krab before Mr. Krabs bought it? That's question number 3 on our SpongeBob round. Number 3. Number 4. Which character lives at 457 Life Drive and is into surfing, weightlifting, and girls? Number 4? Which character lives at 457 Life Drive and is into surfing, weightlifting, and girls? Number 4. Here's number 5. Besides the word sponge, what animal is named in the first stanza of the theme song? Number 5. Besides the word sponge, what animal is named in the first stanza of the theme song? Number 5 on your list. Number 5. Halfway through this SpongeBob round. Okay, this is just like... Question number 6. In the Great Snail Race episode, who buys a snail named Snelly? Number 6. In the Great Snail Race, who buys a snail named Snelly? Number 6. Question number 7. The first episode of the series is called Help Blank. Fill in the blank. Number 7. The first episode of the series is called Help Blank. Number 7. Help blank. Number 8, what is Sandy's last name on the show?
Number 8, what is Sandy's last name on SpongeBob SquarePants? Number 8, Sandy's last name. Number 9, what instrument does Squidward typically play? Number 9, what instrument does Squidward typically play? Number 9. Number 10, what sound does Gary the snail make? Is it a meow, a chirp, a woof, or a moo? Number 10, what sound does Gary the snail make? Meow, chirp, woof, or moo? Number 10, one question left for this SpongeBob round. People are getting rowdy. Number 10. Number 11, for 2 points, the last question of the SpongeBob round. For 2 points, who is Mermaid Man's sidekick? Who is Mermaid Man's sidekick? If you know it, you'll know it, like all the other questions this round. If you've never seen SpongeBob, may God have mercy on your soul. That's the end of round number 4, SpongeBob Trivia Tournament. When you're done, thanks for playing Trivia with Buds. Here we go with the SpongeBob Answers, SpongeBob SquarePants Trivia, one of my most requested topics from youngins over the years. So we finally did it after 2,000 trivia nights. Number 1, typically what color are the flowers on Patrick's shorts? Purple. Number 2, in SpongeBob Meets the Strangler, what does SpongeBob have the man arrested for at the start of the episode? It is littering. Little does SpongeBob know that guy's a murderer. Number 3, what was the similar name of the Krusty Krab before Mr. Krabs bought it? The Rusty Krab. The Rusty Krab. Number 4, which character lives at 457 Life Drive and is into surfing, weightlifting, and girls? Larry the Lobster. Number 5, besides the word sponge, what animal is named in the first stanza of the theme song? Fish. Flop like a fish is the line. Flop like a fish. Number 6, in the Great Snail Race, who buys a snail named Snelly? Squidward. Number 7, the first episode of the series is called Help Wanted. Help Wanted. Number 8, what is Sandy's last name on the show? Sandy Cheeks. Number 9, what instrument does Squidward typically play? The clarinet. The clarinet. Number 10, what sound does Gary the Snail make? A meow for Gary the Snail. And the bonus, who is Mermaid Man's sidekick? Barnacle Boy. Barnacle Boy. Those are the answers for SpongeBob Trivia. Well done. Who nailed the round? Who nailed it? All right. Great job, guys.
There it was, SpongeBob Trivia. That one especially goes out to my friend Ashley Higgins, who has been asking me to do that for a long, long time. Ashley, if you listen to the podcast, that one was for you. Today, we have a fun team name, which is Bikini Bottomless Mimosas. Bikini Bottom, Bottomless Mimosas. Put them together for Bikini Bottomless Mimosas. If you need a SpongeBob-inspired team name next time you play, there you go. And the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Go there for all your printing. You can check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Tell them Buds sent you. What Nickelodeon show featured a family with the last name of Pickles? That's your question of the day. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And yesterday's winner was Melissa Chesser and her late husband, David, who was a huge Superman fan. She got the question right about Superman a couple days ago. So thank you, Melissa, and thanks for sharing how much of a Superman fan David was. We have a bunch of fun episodes coming up over the next few weeks, guys. Lots of stuff recorded and ready to go, and I'm excited to deliver some more trivia to you each and every day. Hit subscribe on your device to make sure you never miss an episode, and thank you so much for rating, reviewing, and subscribing over on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.